Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle and I'm here with a very special guest, Ellie.
Hello. Oh God, I'm so nervous.
This is Ellie's first podcast. Welcome to the world.
I'm so nervous about this, but I'm really excited that it's with you.
Aww.
I think this is going to be good.
It's total chill vibes right now. Ellie's here visiting us in Athens. It's been such a fun time to like show around.
Yeah.
And we're just chilling on the couch, candles burning. Good vibes right now.
Very good vibes right now.
Ellie's like totally like chilled on the couch, like sweatsuit.
I've been here
like,
all day and I love it.
It's just been like the best day.
No, it has.
So much fun. So do you want to briefly tell everyone like why you're here?
Yeah. So I am here for a couple different reasons, but I'm here in Athens for visiting Danielle, obviously. But I wanted to do like a college tour of the school because next year I will be going to college and I'm trying to figure out where. I don't know why I'm like looking away from you.
You don't always have to look at me. It's okay.
But I wanted to tour the college and visit Danielle. And so we've just been doing both of those. I did like a little tour earlier today of the campus and it's so pretty and just literally like blew my expectations out of the waters. But yeah, it was amazing.
And they taught you the chant, right?
They taught me the chant. I'm not good
at it. Go dogs. Take them.
Oh my gosh. No, I definitely learned that and I'm not good at it.
We have lots of school spirit around here for sure.
Yes. That's one thing I noticed for sure. I love that. I feel like that's different than a lot of colleges because other ones I've visited, you don't really feel that kind of vibe. But here it's like, you can just like see it as you're walking around.
I agree completely. And then, yeah. But so originally you started somewhere else, right?
Oh my gosh. Yes. I came to visit Mystic Falls, which is from Vampire Diaries, a show that my sister and I both are obsessed with. So we started there in Covington, Georgia, and then it was like an hour away. So we spent the night there earlier this week or on Thursday night, whenever that was. And then we came here, little road trip. And
it's perfect. I was so excited because basically, Ellie and I were together in Germany last month with Sephora Collection, and we'll talk more about that later for sure and like how we became friends and everything. But when I was with Ellie, she was like, yeah, I want to like come visit you at UGA. And I was like, haha, like, yes, please definitely come. You know, like when people are like, oh, like I'm going to come visit. I'm like, yes, please do. And then it just never happens.
Never happens.
Like a week later, Ellie texts me, okay, like what weekend's good?
Yeah, I'm actually booking flights right now.
It made me so happy. You're like the best kind of person.
Oh my
God. Because I'm the same. I'm like, if I say I'm coming, like I'm coming.
Yeah, get
you
it
know?
Done. Exactly.
So I'm so happy she made it. And it's just so fun.
It worked out perfectly.
Friends here.
Yes, I literally love this so much. I already want to like plan my next trip coming back. So I feel like this one's so short too. Just a little weekend trip.
Time flies when you're having fun.
It really does.
Well, so I kind of gave Ellie a lowdown of how we do it. So we're doing the full highlights, lowlights, current favorite, goal, all the things.
On my list here.
Ellie had never heard of highs and lows before.
No.
I was blown out of the water
by that. I love
that.
So I think it's such a good way to like clear out the lows of the week and then you like end it with the positives.
Exactly.
It's really good.
So we're going to get into our highlights and lowlights.
Let's do it.
Highlights and lowlights.
All right, Ellie, you want to start with your lowlight of the week?
My lowlight. Well, I...
It's funny.
It's very random. It's not your typical lowlight. I stayed at a haunted hotel.
Woo!
In Covington, Georgia, and it's on the top 10 most haunted in America, and I don't like that stuff. Some people love that and like literally go there for that reason, but I like to keep things positive when it comes to that, and I like don't like ghost horror anything. And we didn't know it was until some weird stuff went on in the middle of the night. Like really weird stuff. So we googled it and then we saw that and we left and wanted to get a refund because I'd booked it for two nights because that was like the minimum stay requirement, even though we knew we were only going to be there for one night. But they want to give us the refund because there was some weird stuff that went down and I didn't feel very comfortable there.
You don't like sleeping with ghosts?
I just don't enjoy that activity.
That wasn't in the Yelp review.
It was. It literally wasn't. No one reviewed it. It's like on their like own web, like different websites.
I just think this only would happen to you. You're like, look at this cute hotel bed and breakfast.
That's what everyone said because part of the show was filmed there, which is why like I found it. But it's literally, it's also the oldest standing building in Atlanta. From like the literal like 1700s, 1800s. Like, I don't even know.
I did not know that. That's very funny.
I mean, it was really like cool and the lady who had it was nice, but I don't know. Just was not. Yeah, definitely a weird low light.
Yeah, that's just like the funniest thing to me. Well, I don't have as funny of a low light nor interesting, but my low light basically is this last week. I really had a great week. Like, I'm just really happy with how this week went. I just got lots done and I just like had a good time. But with that comes like, I don't know. I feel like I didn't, basically with all like the Kobe Bryant stuff happening and everything, I was like, I want to like reach out to my family more. And I feel so bad. I feel like my parents have been trying to call me or like my brother's FaceTiming me and I've just like been busy and like, it just sucks. I just like feel, or like my grandma's been trying to help me out of this video. Just like, I feel like I'm very present, which is like awesome. I've been like really present at school this week, but I feel like there's just things I haven't attended to because I've just been so busy and like, I just feel like guilty, you know?
Yeah, no, I literally feel that all the time. I try and like set a time on Sundays, which, wait, is tomorrow Sunday?
Yeah.
Tomorrow Sunday. I need to call my grandma in the morning, but I try and like set times for that because I get super like overwhelmed when it just like piles up with like people to call and things to do with like family. So
yeah. And it's like, and your family is like your backbone. Like literally you're doing all these cool things. And then sometimes I just forget like, oh my God, like let me check in with my parents and everything. And I know they're fine. I mean, they're like chilling, but I'm just, I don't know. That was like my, I couldn't really think of a low light. Yeah, so that's, no,
that's
my
good
low
to
light.
Reflect on though. There's definitely, you can totally like make more time for that. And just cause you're always keeping yourself busy. That's kind of leads into like, I found her through watching her videos and I always just like loved the positive aspect and just constantly being busy, literally gals on the go. I mean, it like makes sense, but you are like, you're always on the go and you're busy, but productive when you're doing stuff, like everything you're doing, you don't just like sit around like ever. Like,
I'm really bad at it. Delaney, I think, gets annoyed with me sometimes because she just wants to like chill and I'm like, I have to do something else too.
And that's like a good issue to have where you just, you like to get stuff done, but you also like gotta have your relaxed time.
Actually though, you and I sitting on the couches today was like big deal for me to like,
yeah, I was gonna say, we were just laying here trying to watch the Taylor Swift documentary.
Yeah, guys, update. So we thought it was gonna be like a documentary, like her life story. It's just her concert.
It's just, yeah, she's just going off dancing on the stage, which
it was
for
dope,
you, Taylor, like amazing. I just thought it was like behind the scenes of like her growing up in the spotlight, but maybe it was like, we only watched 4 minutes.
We only gave it like 4 minutes of a chance.
Literally.
I don't know. It kind of, whatever. But anyway, so those are our lowlights. What is your highlight of the last week?
Oh my God. Wait, I already forgot. Oh wait, my highlight was going to be just coming here and like having this trip like pan out, because my sister's also here and she's visiting some friends, so just,
it worked out so well.
Yeah, the fact that it worked out very smooth, besides like the ghost thing, it makes for a funny story.
Yeah,
but it was just like, oh, also great weather. I'm very happy about that. Like, it felt like really pretty and just sunny outside, so it was fun to like walk around. Not as much today, but when we were in Covington, but just like a really good trip that I feel like happy with.
I'm glad you're having fun. Yeah. It's like, I've had a couple of like friends that I've met through YouTube and stuff come to visit me in Athens. It's just like the craziest thing because it's like such a random town.
Yeah.
And it's like so fun having you guys here.
Oh my gosh.
I love
it's
to show
amazing.
People it.
I'm literally like, I don't know where I'm going to go to college. Everywhere I go, I fall in love with. I was telling my sister that earlier.
Dude, I have notes on my phone still from college. It's like, I love this place, would go here. Like every school.
Yeah.
That's a good problem to have because then you have options, you know?
Exactly. I'm the type where I'm never fully content, so I feel like wherever I choose, I'm like, oh, what if it would have been better here? Like, but I just got to get out of that and be like, okay, whatever is meant to be is gonna happen.
That's the most important thing to remember.
Yeah,
seriously, it's a very stressful time applying to colleges and trying to figure out where you want to spend your college life.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, at the end of the day, it's where you're meant to be. And like at first when I came to Georgia, I didn't know if it was for me. I've told Ellie this already, but like,
you would have no idea because you were like, it looked like you were just thriving.
Exactly.
On social media.
It looked like it.
Yeah. It really did.
And well, now I really am. Oh my God, I love it here so much. But it takes a second to get adjusted. And I was like considering, I was like, is this the place for me? And I was like, wait, no. I remember how I felt when I was walking on this campus and how I wanted to be here. It just takes time to like adjust to things and
yeah.
move from a different
oh my gosh.
State.
100%. That's going to be me. But mine's going to be a little different because my goal with going is not to be, I mean, it's going to be, yes, full-time college student, but I plan on doing like 80% of my classes online. And then having wherever I go be kind of like my home base.
Uh-huh.
So I also need to make sure that wherever that is has a good online school program for me to use. That was kind of the issue with Ohio. I was looking at Miami University, but they don't really have online courses. And I don't want to like be missing all this school and let my grades suffer to go there when I need somewhere else that kind of has.
No, you're being really aware of it like in advance, which is so smart because you do travel a lot and like that's something I had to consider too. Like I completely get that. So it's definitely important to be like, where can I feel like it's home and like I'm really happy here, but I can also like leave for a little bit and it not like be the biggest deal.
Exactly. 100%. I'm so used to traveling too. I want to go somewhere where I can still do all that. I mean, obviously maybe on like a lower scale, because right now I do just have endless time to do that, but I still want to, it's a huge part of like my job and like everything I love is in traveling. So I don't want to like not have that.
That's true. I feel you, sister.
Yeah.
Well,
what was your highlight? Your highlight.
My highlight was definitely you coming. Oh. It was the best thing ever. Yay. So I was so excited to have you come. Basically, well, my main highlight is like the umbrella of it all is my sorority had a 2-day date night this week, which is so much, or date function. Ellie calls it date dash. So cute. Every college like kind of has their own word for it, but basically date night, sorority and fraternities have it. You bring a date and there's a theme, everything. So this week we had a 2-day date night. So Thursday night, Ellie wasn't here yet. So me and Ryan, it was like high school, junior high stereotypes. So him and I were Serena and Nate, and I'm so happy we did it.
It was so cute. I was confused when you first said that, because I was like, oh, was this like this is just like for fun going out?
Oh my God, no.
I was like, all right, okay.
Go cute. Off. Yeah, just a Serena and Nate. No, well, because we're going to be Chuck and Blair. And then I was like, wait, I'm blonde. So it just made sense. And my outfit was more laid back. So like Serena. And it was just like so much fun. We had the best night. Like, so it was like the DJ played like all throwback songs. We were like jamming to Taylor Swift, actually. It was just like a really good night. And then the next day, Ellie came and the theme was 80s prom. Guys, we struggled so hard.
Oh, God. The minute they picked me up, they're like, we're going to Goodwill. We're going to find some dresses.
I know. It's like, welcome to Athens. Let's go to Goodwill.
It was something, because there's not really many 80s prom dresses floating around anywhere. Here.
And like so many people in our sorority had already gone that week and like got the good ones. So we all did buy dresses though.
We didn't wear them though.
No, it was like this funny moment. We didn't try them on at Goodwill because like, I mean, they were literally $7 each. Like it was not a big deal. And we all came back. We tried them on and we're all like low key like, oh my God, these are awful.
Yeah, it was just not. And they didn't even look that 80s prom either, where it was like, I mean, you know, it was questionable. So it was either just wear something completely off theme rather than just like wear that and feel kind of stupid.
Yeah. So we were just like, should we just wear cute dresses and scrunchies and call it a day? And we're like, yep.
That's what we did. Scrunchies and a cute dress.
I think it was really fun too. And we took some cute pics and it was just like a really fun night. It was so fun to bring Ellie to like our sorority's date night.
Yeah. It was interesting to see like the difference, because I've been to ones with my sister before.
Right.
But it was the silent disco. I've never done that before.
So much
and
fun.
And that's my new favorite thing.
So you liked it?
I did. I thought it was going to be like completely silent. And then you're like,
so it usually is.
Oh, it is.
It was weird because this was like at a venue, whereas where the normal silent disco places, it is silent.
Oh,
so this place, it was weird because they were playing the music out loud. I think because there was other events going on at the same place.
Oh.
So like they had to have music playing. But normally, I was going to tell you, normally it is silent and you like take your headphones off and like,
oh God, you can just hear people singing. I was singing last night. I'm
like, as you really should. It was fun because it'd be like, oh, change to this color. Like the song's good.
I never figured out how to work it though. You always had to come over and like,
oh yeah, I changed mine. You would, Ellie would like look at me, lean in and be like, switch it.
Like, help me. I don't understand these
kids. Do you want green, red, or blue?
It was so much fun. I want that to be a thing.
I know, it's
at
so
U of
fun.
A. It was right? So fun.
They should definitely bring it there. I always say I want to have that like my wedding reception. Like,
oh my God, everyone just did.
Wouldn't that be so fun? Like just like an hour of silent disco.
Walking down the aisle with like your...
Oh my
that
God.
Would be funny too.
Oh my God, everyone could listen to their own song as I walk down. Oh, the vibes.
Their headphones.
Yeah, that'd be something so unique fun. For sure. Well, yeah, all good things. So now we're going to get into something we're loving right now. Our current favorite. I love this. I always love hearing things that people are liking, like products, whatever it is.
These are a few of my favorite things. Don't mess up all of my favorite things.
So what's yours?
Mine's kind of a boring answer, but I found myself the past couple weeks really liking winged eyeliner. I think I told you that yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
I don't wear a lot of makeup because I'm not good at it, but I've been like practicing my eyeliner skill, and I think it kind of opens my eyes a little bit, and it's fun to like play around with, but also frustrating too because I'm not good at it, so it like takes me 30 minutes, but that's definitely something I'm loving.
Yours looked good last night. It was cute.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, because Ellie and I both, we decided I was like smaller eyes, and sometimes with the winged eyeliner, it makes your eyes look bigger. I feel like because it looks like an extra eyelash.
Yeah, it makes it almost like, just wider. Something with it.
It does something. Neither of us wear a lot of eyeshadow, so it was like a big deal.
Yeah, we don't wear eyeshadow.
No.
Because I don't really have much of an eyelid to really put it
me
on.
Me neither.
So it just doesn't
I know. Doesn't wow, work. I never thought about it. We do have
We don't have similar eyes, but we have the same problems.
Yeah. Like when we smile. When you told me that, when you're, our small eyes, when you smile, when you smile, your eyes are smiling.
Yeah. Cause our eyes get like really small when we smile. Yeah. So someone commented on one of my videos one time, cause I was like, I'm self-conscious about it. And someone's like, no, it's like your eyes are smiling. I was like, that's so cute.
No, it's so cute. I'm going to always think of that. I have like a very similar, kind of face to my mom. Like everyone says we're twins.
Oh my God. You guys are.
We both in pictures. It's like us and then the rest of my family. Cause Aaron's are like completely different. Like my mom and I both have.
She has bigger eyes. Yeah. That's so true. Whenever sometimes my dad will take, like, if he's like taking a picture of me or whatever, he'll be like, come on, big eyes. I'm like, I can't open my eyes anymore, dad. Like,
I'm trying, dad.
I know. Like, I'm not trying. He's like, big eyes. It's like this joke in my family. I don't even know. Do you use felt tip or what kind of like type of eyeliner do you use? Not the brand, but like the type.
I use the, what's it called? Liquid.
Like liquid?
I like liquid for wings. But it's harder to work with.
That's
and
so
it's
much
like,
harder.
It's really hard, but it's easiest to make it like sharp.
Yeah. Like the felt can get a little markery. That's true.
Yeah. I really like it. I'm using the Sephora Collection one, by the way.
Sephora Collection is lit, guys. If you guys didn't know, Ellie and I are on Troop ST 2020 together.
Yeah. That's kind of how we got close.
I know. It's so true.
Isn't that where that was in December?
That was last month. Well, now it's, we're recording in February.
Oh, today's February 1st.
Yes.
Wow. That's, January was so long.
Yes, I saw, and usually it's opposite. It's like, where did the month go?
Yeah, I saw this video on Twitter right before this, and it like recapped everything that happened this month. And it just is insane. It feels like it's been its own year.
Oh, wait, I kind of want, you'll have to pull that up.
I'll
after.
Show you.
I
want to see it. Crazy.
Wait, I'm shook. Yeah, I guess that's like a good thing. I like when things don't go so fast and like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would say it was worldly, there was a lot that went on where I feel like it wasn't the best month, but I think. Like New Year's resolutions wise, like I've had a pretty good month.
I'm happy with how this month went.
Yeah.
I agree that the resolutions, like
I've really been making an effort with like things. So, and I also got a planner. So
yes.
That really helped me. It's a life planner. So it's a big deal for me and I've been writing in it and that's like a huge part of why I think
is
I'm
that
like,
one of your goals?
Yeah. I just wanted to like write out my days more because I'm always making notes on my phone of like the things I want to do, but then it just gets like messy. But now I have like, it has my name on it. It's really cheesy, but it's like, is it Erin Condren?
I was going to ask, is it Erin Condren?
Yeah, I love it. It's amazing. So I just write everything I have, like video ideas, like little areas, and then like day to day. Then I put like little quotes to remember whenever I open it.
Aww,
so I always go back to
you.
That. Yeah.
I love planners.
I feel like you would have a planner.
I have a day designer. I recently converted to Google Calendar just because.
Oh, interesting.
I don't always have the big book, like the big actual paper with me. And so recently it's been really helpful. Cause like, and like, I don't know if like your manager ever does this, but like if they schedule a call, they like send a Google Cal invite.
Oh yeah. I've had that before.
So it is nice. And a lot of like appointments I'll make, they're like add to Google. I don't know. Everything is just easy and that the address is in it and everything. I don't know. It's been nice. I do love a good paper planner though. I use a
No, that's nice. I need to look into the Google ones. That would be nice for just like appointments and different things with like the addresses.
Paper is good for like to-do lists.
Yeah. Is it address or address? I've been saying both, and I just don't know what's making me
both.
Sound dumb. Is it both?
Yeah.
Sorry, that was
like tomato, tomato. I've never really thought
like
about that.
Address or address?
It's weird. Like, if I'm, like, talking, I'm like, send me your address, but what's the address?
Yeah, or, like, the addy.
Hit me up with the addy, bro. Oh, God, like, what's the addy? Slide that. Through. Oh, no, people still will text out, hey, what's the addy for your place?
Send me the addy.
Really? It's kind of fun to say.
Kind of is. I kind of want to bring that back.
Bring it back. Guys, Ellie has so many phrases that I feel like when she leaves, I'm just going to be saying all of them.
No, literally, I have so many weird ones. I've been told that by like so many people that like when if I spend a lot of time with someone, they're like, okay, now I'm like saying this all the time or that. Like,
it happens.
Yeah.
Like, you start to say things that people say that are around you.
I really, yeah. It's crazy. Such crazy stuff.
What's my favorite? Oh, so my favorite is... Not to be weird, but green juice.
I feel like you always love your green juice.
I love green juice, but okay, so it's not just green juice. It's, okay, so I pretty much every day get a midday slump around like 2 to 4 p.m. because like I have a coffee in the morning and I have like a great productive morning. Then around 1 or 2 p.m. I just like die and I'm just like, bleh.
Yeah, kind of weird time of day. I don't like 4 p.m. It's a weird time.
It's weird. It's like it's not dinner, but it's like.
And the sun's kind of like setting. You're just.
It's just not it.
Nah, it's my least favorite hour, honestly. I just don't like a 4 p.m.
You ever wondering? but so last week I tried this thing. I basically ordered 5 green juices from like this local place called Journey Juice. It's like. you know, they make them in-house, whatever. They're awesome. And I was like, I'm going to drink a green juice a day because it's so good for you. There's no wrong you can do by having a green juice.
Yeah, you never regret a green juice.
No, you never regret. And I genuinely enjoy the taste of these ones that I got. I always like to get a green juice that has kale and apple in it and then everything else. But, like, there has to be apple in it because it needs to make – I can't – Ellie had, like, a total green juice today.
I was just
thinking
about that.
I don't know how – I need, like, a fruit in it.
Yeah, I agree. My mom has a juicer, and so whenever I'm home after, like, a long trip, she just makes – she makes, like, DIY – is that what you would call it? Ginger shots too. So like,
yeah, that's
I'll go
awesome.
Home and she has like ginger shots for me and like a green juice. But hers are so good because she adds like so much fruit to it too and like ginger. Oh, so good.
Gingers, I love a good gingers. Like so, anything ginger in a juice. But drinking, I don't know what it has been, but I like, so I don't have my green juice in the morning because I have my coffee. So then I get back from class and I drink the green juice and I swear it gives me energy, but like a sustainable kind of energy.
Yeah.
And it just like make, I feel like it's just flushing my system. And I felt so good this week because I was worried. I traveled 2 weekends back to back, and usually I get sick or like a cold after that, and I didn't.
Oh, nice.
So I'm going to do it again this week.
I've been having this weird lingering cold literally since the beginning of the month, and it's just not going away.
That happened, well, when we were in Germany. I was deathly.
Oh, God,
like,
I forgot about that.
I didn't have a voice.
You didn't have a voice.
Like, I don't know if you remember, but it was bad. Like, I was like, wow.
We were in, like, finals. Yeah, that was a lot.
It was rough ski.
I got sick after that, I think. Or I was a mess during that, like, oh God, my health during that trip. I was not. Yeah, we were very sleep deprived. Such a fun trip. It was just like very sleep depriving.
Yes, because we just wanted to do things at all times.
Yeah, because so it's like you're in Germany, like you have to live it out. But then it was once I was in the airport there, I was like, okay, I am exhausted. Like it was all such good stuff, but just like so tired.
We were going to talk about it later, but I guess really quick, the way Ellie and I became friends, I mean, we've met many times.
Yeah.
Or maybe not many, but maybe like two times before this.
It was Coachella 1 year. And then when was the second?
It was just Coachella.
I feel like.
Oh, and then and then Delaney and I saw you at Coachella.
Wait, so has it only been Coachella's that we've like, that's weird.
That is weird.
I feel like I've ran into you more.
Put me and Ellie on a bus together. Oh my God. We just had, I think we bonded because her and I did not know before like hanging out with Ellie that we had such similar sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
Like we bond over like being not miserable, but like we're
like not thriving.
Yeah. Just like we would laugh moments. When like, we're just like, so when we're like really cold, we just start laughing.
No, we were in the factory, which we had like be taking seriously, obviously. And we would look over and we would just start laughing. And it's like, okay, like when you like can't laugh with a friend. You remember that?
No, because we would like be in like a tour of the factory and we're like looking and I'm like panning the group and all of a sudden Ellie's just looking at me. Like, what is your deal?
I'm staring at you with our little like head things on so we couldn't see our hair.
We had like shower caps on our hair nets and our, oh my God. And it goes back to all these phrases Ellie has. We'd be like walking and she would say something and I'd be like, what was that? That was so funny. Like I can't even.
I got some weird lingo, but I have to be around people to understand it. Like if I am around people that don't, I spiral fast and then I get weird and I'm like, oh, like they don't understand what I'm trying to say here. But like you caught on fast and I appreciated that.
And then we did like a cookie decorating thing.
The cookies.
And no one else seemed to be hungry, but Ellie and I were starved. So we're like eating the icing.
I eat so much in a day. Like I'm a snacker. I am tall. I got a fast metabolism. Like I needed to be eating. And during the cookie making, that was like, I think hunger like really hit.
Dude, I was dying.
Oh my God. I was a mess during that. Like literally had a breakdown at one of the dinners because I was like, my body's just so confused. And like the food just like doesn't agree with me. The food that we had wasn't agreeing. It wasn't. Just don't know where to go from there. You can kind of take that for what you want.
Yeah.
You can use your imagination. All right. Anyways,
I'm just like, this is taking
everyone just
me
like
back.
Clicking off. They're like, we're not liking this.
No, this is why I like podcasts because for some reason I feel more comfortable being more real on a podcast because it's very just like chill and like it's just like
I'm really enjoying this experience.
It's so much fun. Like we're just in our sweats and whatever. Oh my God, I'm just like thinking about the bus ride and like.
I'm like airdropping you pictures of me like literally there was a oh my God I had to go to the bathroom so bad at one point and there was a bathroom on the bus and I was like trying to like
she's like Danielle should I go
I was like do I because no one had used it. It was one of those like unspoken things everyone like I think we all like needed to pee or like so.
really have to pee right now.
And so we were like all just kind of like staring at it, but I didn't want to be the first one to go down, so I didn't. And it was like a 2.5 hour bus ride.
I'm surprised. I guess I just didn't have to pee because I'm so like, I will pee in the bus,
in the bus, pee in your seat.
Probably. It was like, there were some points on the trip where I was like, I literally am going to explode, but like, that's another story.
We went to the bathroom in the middle of the tour.
Oh my god.
There were so many bathroom runs.
And they were waiting.
No, and they waited, and it was like the walk of shame in that long hallway.
We just didn't realize that they were waiting on us. We thought they were just going to continue.
We were waiting. We were taking so long.
We were like washing our hands and like being silly. Yeah, and like
taking pictures.
It was so much fun though. And like, so yeah, that's where Ellie and I like truly bonded. And we were like, wait, we like each other a lot.
I'm glad that like, I loved the group that we're with Sephora too, because
everyone's so awesome.
Yeah. Cause when I'm with friends that I'm like super close with, I can tend to be like, kind of just do that. And so I think it was like so nice because I went not like being crazy close with anyone, and so it was so fun to be able to go with like an open mind. And like, we obviously got so close, like it was just cool to be able to do that, because the other times we met, we both were with like
separate, not friend groups, but kind of.
Yeah, like you had like your close friends and I was with some of mine. And so it was like, oh my God, hi. But it wasn't like,
we took a photo together. Do you remember that?
Oh my God, we did.
I remember. You were in a red bandana top.
You were wearing a star dress. Long maxi dress.
You remember what I was wearing? And I remember what you were wearing.
Why do we remember this? This was 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago.
It's like, and I remember I met you and you're like, I watch your videos. And I was like, oh my God, that's so cool.
I'm telling you, I had no idea. Your videos since I think you were a senior. I always like remember seeing your videos, but like I started really watching them when you were a senior in high school.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. I remember watching your college announcement. Oh, you're wearing like your hat.
I was so excited to announce that. Yeah. That's really fun. I can't wait to watch yours.
I know. That's
it's so
weird.
Hype. You gotta post a picture on the shirt and everything.
Yes. I'm so nervous about that though too, because like I want to feel like treated normal there too. So I don't want to be like, once I announce it and then it's like, nah, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, there's no good way to do that. And like, wherever you go to school, at first it's like everyone's like, oh, it's the YouTuber, like whatever. Yeah. Like it just happens. But then after like a month or two, it's like, okay, cool. She goes here, and like she
realizes
so nice
I'm normal.
Chill.
You know what I mean? Like I'm totally fine. Like meeting people there, and like that part isn't. It's more like the bad side. Like back when I was in high school, people that are gonna try and like bring me down or like talk bad for no reason. That's the worry. If I stay in state, the worry with out of state is not having like a close friend and going and trying to figure out like.
Yeah.
I also like, I don't know. It's gonna be hard to just find someone and be like, okay. Like, we're best friends now, so it just takes a while for me. So that would be, like, the only worry I would have somewhere else, so.
No, it's genuinely terrifying. That was the thing for me. Not going to school in Florida, I was like, okay, well, you're just going in cold turkey. You're not going to know anybody. Yeah. But there's pros to that. And there was also times where, like, oh, I really – but my friends from home, they all went out of state, honestly.
Yeah. So yeah, you all kind of spread out.
Yeah, it just kind of depends. But again, wherever you go, you'll love it and you'll be so happy. And it's just, I'm so excited. And I'm so happy that you want to like give it a shot and go.
Because I do.
It's so, it really like helps you, sounds cheesy, but like find yourself.
No, 100%. And I feel like so many people that I've seen around my age that aren't going, I found a couple of my close friends. They're like, oh my gosh, like I just feel kind of lost right now. And so. Yeah. That's my biggest worry, is like next year kind of being in a weird in between in life where it's like people that are my age are in school and finding themselves and making mistakes, doing all that. And then I'm just like sitting at home or sitting in an apartment alone. Like that's my worst fear, is just sitting somewhere alone being like, oh my gosh, like I just, and also like with school too, I've done school my whole life. That would be the first year not having that. So like right now my purpose is kind of like school's like my main priority. So if I'm ever feeling like weird, it's like, oh, I'll just log on and get some schoolwork done.
Yeah. It's like your home base.
Yeah.
I feel you.
It would like, there'd be parts that would be nice about not having school, of course. But like at the same time, college is cool because you get to pick classes. I mean, not all of them, but like kind of in your realm, like you want to do, like you're going in. Like for me, whatever it would be, whether it's communications, business, journalism, I have so many like different routes I could go. it would be stuff that I would be passionate about. So it would make it like fun. Unlike high school where they're like, you're doing physics class and like,
ugh,
like forcing you to do it. And you're like, okay, I don't care about this. Like, I don't want to do it. But in college, you get to kind of like pick more what you want to do.
Yeah, it's the best. And you said you're interested in communications, right?
Yeah, just because I know some people are like, well, like I've heard like mixed stuff on it.
Oh, no,
when I've like talked
one.
To people, I just think it's broad and it can kind of help me. Like today on the college tour, my tour guy was like, so what do you want to do? And I was like, that's kind of what I want to go and hopefully figure out with communications, because it's broad and it can kind of tie into like my YouTube, maybe modeling. Like, I don't know. I think it will kind of shape me and kind of help with that. So I just like that it's not very crazy specific.
Oh yeah. No, it's a good umbrella major to have. And I just think it's so great that you're just going to like go in right for it, because I was even thinking for myself, like if I waited, I'd probably be like, oh, well, I don't want to go back to school. Like this is so fun.
Yeah.
And then you'll regret it. So you're just like going in.
Yeah. And even if like, I'm going to give it a freshman year for sure on campus, and then regardless of how that goes, maybe switch to full online or like go from there. But I'm just trying to take it one year at a time. I could be at a completely different college by like the end of it. Like I have no idea. So I'm just like, okay, freshman year, gonna take it one step at a time.
You gotta experience the freshman year.
I know.
It's so fun.
That's what my sister said. That was her favorite year. It's the one that everyone is, they're like, oh, it was just so new and exciting. And like, I've been on my own now because I have an apartment that I go to. So like, that will be a little different. But I think being with a roommate for sure. I'm a roommate girl, 100%.
Oh yeah,
I don't like being alone.
Yeah, I've learned this about you.
Yeah, I don't like to be alone. I literally thought that I'm like so independent, so like love being by myself, and I like it in doses, and I'm okay with it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I definitely prefer. But if with a roommate, they need to be someone. That's the other drawback. I'm going off about my college life for literally no reason.
No, I was going to talk about this. So this is good.
I'm just literally going off, but if it's like somewhere new I go and not knowing someone, the worry is like, okay, I like film and I'm like gone a lot. Like that would be hard. But staying in state, I have like my best friend who has like grown up with me doing this stuff, where I could room with her, where she gets it and could also like be totally fine with me not being there all the time. So.
Do you know, did I tell you what I did freshman year? My setup?
You had your apartment.
I was really extra, but it was like the best thing ever, because I didn't know my roommate going into it. And I mean, her and I met and it was great. And I told her about my YouTube and she was like chill about it. But she was definitely someone that liked to be in the dorm a lot, which was like so fine. But I'm so glad that I just got a small apartment freshman year. And it was so nice for me to come and film videos. And I sent my packages here and like, it was so great. And that was like, and obviously I'm so thankful that I was able to like afford that. My parents did not pay for that at all. Yeah. Oh my God. But that was like one way for me to balance it. Like if you, for some reason, did go out of state, if you like, or they have like studio apartments where it's like so cheap. I'm sure you've thought about it. It's just there. It's definitely good to be like conscious about it, because you know, it is hard to film in dorms and everything.
100%. And you don't want to intrude on like your roommates like studying. And then it's a full time thing we do.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, I've thought about that for next year. I think once I figure out where I'm going, I'll think more about it. But I don't know. I just think I've had the apartment experience. And so my mentality right now is like, I want to go to college and live in a dorm. And everyone's
like, definitely
need
to have the dorm.
Oh, yeah. But like so many people are like, why don't you just like if you can afford to live in the apartment, like you could have a big space, which is like great. But I'm just coming from the mindset of like, I want to feel so normal right now and have that I want to live in the dorm and like have that. And the dorms are so cool. Like there's like, oh my God, my sister loved the dorm. It's such a good time to be out. Like
my hallmates are some of my best friends.
Yeah. Like meeting friends and living with like, hopefully someone that like you get super close with. Like the whole concept to me is just like so fun. So that's like definitely big part that I'm like looking forward to.
Aww. Yeah. Yay, I'm so excited for you.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we do have to get into our current goal.
Goals.
Awesome. Oh, wow.
Oh my God, we literally messing up your system here.
No, this is like so how we do it. Like tangents happen. Like, let them happen.
I'm just there. The branches.
No,
the branches
this, these are what the things I want to talk about, because we have a lot of listeners your age that are like applying to college and going through the same thing. So I think it's so nice for them to hear like your perspective of it all. Because like I've already gone through the process, and people always ask like, how is it like talking about college admissions? And I'm like, okay, well, it's been a couple years now.
It's a lot. Like it's very overwhelming, and I'm really lucky that my dad helps me with it, because he helped my sister. Oh my dad! Wait, yeah, my dad went to Germany. You guys bonded.
So sweet. He's the best. I miss him.
He's amazing. But he's very good at helping me with it. because the websites are so confusing. So we would like sit down for a couple hours and like kind of go through. I forget what website it was that I used, but it's one where they have like all the colleges on there, all the info you need, and then you can submit like one application.
Oh, Common App.
Yes, duh. Oh my God, Common App. Yeah, and so I would just use that. And I'm still kind of applying a little bit here and there. But I mean, that was the easiest way to do it for me. I'm just glad I'm past the SAT part of all of that. Oh. The absolute worst period of time. I hated every second
God
of
bless.
It. Literally hated it. Because I went from literally doing my online school and then having to go into a high school with people that I like semi knew, because Arizona, everyone just like kind of like knows of each other. And I was just so anxious walking in there alone and then like sitting down in a desk. I was like, oh my gosh, like it's going to be an adjustment for sure in college too. Like,
oh, it's
trying to figure out like being used to just being on my own schedule and like eating when I want to, like everything with online school versus like being in a classroom. But
yeah, you'll learn a lot about yourself.
Yeah.
It'll be good. So what is your goal for this coming week? What do you want to accomplish?
My goal, I want to have a good week in LA. I was telling you yesterday, I was like stressed about that because I have to go back for some work stuff, which is like super exciting, but I go over there alone and I'm like very young and it's very scary over there. And I had some like weird stalker thing happen last time I was there. So I'm just like a little worried.
Yeah.
But my mom said she would go with me, but like I have my little brother and there's just like a lot that goes into that. So I just want to have a good week over there, get my groceries, try and like make all my food. I find myself when I'm like postmating everything, I get sad because it's like, I don't know, I just like to cook stuff and like be active.
I feel like you do make, you cook a good amount.
I've been really trying with that because there's been trips over there where I just postmate every meal. That was more like my old apartment, which was like really bad energy there. But I try and like get my groceries, but it's just the little things. Like I don't have a car there, so like grocery shopping adds like a whole element to that. And LA streets are just like different. Like you just have to be very aware and cautious. Yeah. And so I just want to have like a good, safe week over there and not be stressed.
Well, I'll be sending good vibes your way.
Yes, please.
Got you, sis.
That's my goal. What's your goal?
My goal is honestly to continue. So my goal for last week was to stay healthy and get lots of sleep. And I did a pretty good job of it. And so this week I just want to continue. I don't know why I'm like on this like healthy, like I'm just constantly scared because I got the flu last November and like it just was the worst time of my life. Like it was just terrible, like not being able to do anything and having to sit, like Delaney can tell you, at one point I started crying because I couldn't do anything.
Oh,
I was
my
like,
god, that's such a you thing to do.
I was like, then I started laughing. I was like, oh my god,
that's insane. But so many people love that because I'm like, hey, I just get to lay down and not feel stressed.
I hated it. So yeah. I just want to, just because it has been a busy few weeks, and I know the next few weeks I'm traveling once at the end of this month to visit Brooke in Boston, which I'm so excited about, but I just want to make sure I'm staying healthy. It's cold outside. So just getting good sleep, drinking green juice, you know.
Yeah,
all the
keep
things.
Up with that green juice.
I know, it's so funny. I like don't eat that healthy, but I'm like green juice and kombucha.
I feel like you eat so healthy. Oh my god. I literally like just going through your videos and like your Instagram stories, I'm like, she has it together.
I only post the healthy things, let's be real.
That's true.
Like I don't post my McDonald's fries at midnight. Like, you know, Brooke and I always talk about that. Brooke's really good about like showing the healthy stuff, but then also being like, oh, here's my kale or like here's my McDonald's. Or
yeah, I need to get better at that too, because I feel like it's good to show all of it.
Yeah, it is. I know it's like not the best, but like it's good to show like, yeah, here's me eating fries.
100%. That's something, that's another little goal for this week, being more real with all that, because like I've been getting into like health and different things, but I'm definitely not perfect with it, like,
no,
at all.
We definitely were like snacking earlier.
Yeah,
so
literally
we definitely got like really like just greasy bagels this morning,
like,
and they were so good.
They were so good.
I'm so happy about
my bagel.
It. Ugh. All right, so I went on the Gals on the Go podcast Instagram. If you guys don't follow us at Gals on the Go podcast, and I posted, I was saying that Ellie and I were going to record, and you guys submitted some questions and kind of just wanted, I don't know, topics you want us to talk about. So people are asking, what are Ellie's thoughts on UGA so far? We kind of touched on it. You feel like spirited. Do you like Athens?
Oh my gosh, I love it. It's literally like, it's the first Southern school I've ever been to. And it's just exactly like, if you close your eyes and think of like college, I literally, this is like what you think of. Like it could literally be, have like a movie here. Like it's just so pretty.
We drove her down like sorority and fraternity row too.
Oh my god, that was the coolest experience. It's so perfect. Like so different than any school I've been to. The houses are like insane. The architecture, like so crazy.
No, I completely agree. When I first came here, I was like, wow.
It's so cool.
So if you guys didn't know, Ellie models. Really, really cool. The coolest thing ever. And a lot of people want to know what's like the toughest part of modeling, or what's something that, I don't know.
I think the toughest part is it's hard to categorize what I do, because modeling is like something I really love to do, but I also do YouTube. And so I always felt like there was this line between it where I would never be taken seriously as a model, because it's like, oh, she's an influencer. Yeah. She's a YouTuber. So my experience has been different because my new agency, I'm with a new agency now. They've really taught me that like, it's about my name. Like, it's not you're a model or you're a YouTuber. It's like, I'm Ellie. There's multiple sides to me, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think just like trying to find like the purpose with it and I need to take myself seriously with it. Cause I think other people take me seriously, but it's like my own weird confidence where I'm like, oh, like I'm not really a model, but like, I just need to like feel like I belong. Like I'm good with it. But yeah, I have so many goals with that. And I think it's just also like, I worry that like, I'm not going to like get my goals done with it. So I think that's hard too, is like having expectations, but just trusting everything that like pans out, and like just having some confidence with it for sure.
Lulu asks, anxiety while traveling, how to deal or cope with it? Love you both.
Oh my gosh. I'm so anxious all the time. And I have actually, did I tell you, I have a really bad like fear of planes.
I did not know that.
Yeah. And I'm always, that makes no sense. Wow. So many planes, like so many.
Well, and how do you cope, or what do you get anxious about? Just like,
I get anxious during takeoff, nothing else, or turbulence too. Okay. I always get like this just pit in my stomach during takeoff because I don't know, planes just kind of scare me. Like I've always said, like, I'll never go on a jet. I'll never go on a small plane. All of that just is always, it's always been something that like, I want to stay away from. But yeah, it's like almost my fear has gotten worse as I've gotten older with it. But I've been on so many planes. I hate flying over water. That's like,
I don't love that either. I don't love international travel. But it's weird though, because
I've had people point out, they're like, but with that, there's like slides and like water, like versus land. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. But just the concept of it, I feel like just being in the middle of nowhere, no emergency like area is just like overwhelming. But I think taking deep breaths, and I've also found listening to music during the takeoff, I hate hearing like the engine and like the wheels during it, and then like once you're in the air for the first like 20 seconds, you hear kind of something like flick off, so then it's like silent. I always think the engine's off and we're just gonna like
plummet. I've had that feeling before. Have you had that? I know what you're talking about.
And
actually,
so that's the part that gives me the most anxiety. And so if I just like blare music, I don't know what's going on, I can't hear it. But I like sitting in window seats because I like to know what's going on. I think mm-hmm. when I'm sitting somewhere far away from it, I don't like the feeling of the unknown. So I think also for me, at least, this could be the opposite for other people. Sitting there and being aware of what's happening with music playing, can be helpful too.
That's so true. I don't really get nervous during takeoff or landing. Every now and then we'll get a little anxious when there's turbulence.
I don't like turbulence. Margo once told me she loves turbulence.
So does my friend Morgan Yates. She loves it. She's like, so fun.
CP, I wish my mind was like that, where I can just like enjoy certain things. But like, I go to, oh my God, like this plane is not like I get so scared with it.
Yeah.
I was in the worst turbulence one of my last trips to New York with my mom. And it was during a literal storm where we had like an alert on our phone before we even went to the airport that was like, hey, if you want to rebook your flight, like we'll let you do it and give you credit. But we didn't, because I had like this job there early the next morning. It was a super last minute trip. And it was the absolute most scary thing ever. It was full on, like, it was a thunderstorm, but the winds were what was insane. Like, we were just, felt like I was in a horror movie. It was awful. And so that is like completely brought up my anxiety. But I think also just thinking of like, you're safer in a plane than you are in a car, I take for granted so much. Like when I'm in a car, it's like,
so
they're so dangerous. Like there's so many more people on the road. Like in a plane,
that's
it's
a good thing to think about.
You know, like you're safer in it, even though it's a scary concept. That's another thing that helps me too.
That's
for sure.
True. Something that helps me with turbulence is when they say there's going to be turbulence. If they don't say,
you know what I mean? Then it's like they know it's happening. They're planned, like they're preparing for it.
Yeah.
But when it just happens out of nowhere, it shows no one knew what was like going on.
Yeah. It's like, okay, are we good? Yeah. I feel you. I've been trying to like just sit when there's turbulence. I just sit, close my eyes, breathe through it. Like I'm okay. I'm protected.
Yeah.
Like picture, like my mom always says, like picture like a bubble around the plane, like you're protected.
Yes, my mom has said that before.
Really?
Too. I also always wear this one necklace that I always will hold whenever I'm feeling like a little anxious in a plane.
What is your favorite type of workout? I actually don't know this about you.
It is my favorite kind of workout.
I know you like pretty much, you train a lot with.
Yeah. So that's not like, I like the experience. I really do like training because it holds me accountable and my trainer gets mad if I cancel. So it's like, it holds me to it. When it's just me going to the gym, I'm like, oh, I'll just go tomorrow. But my favorite like workout class, I really like SoulCycle because they either are faking it and they're making the room super hot, so you just leave there sweating because it's hot, or you're actually working out. Like, I am so sweaty when I leave there, but it's like the mentality of it, like the things detox. They say, the music, you just leave feeling good. And I also like Rumble Boxing. It's like this boxing class. I hate running. I'm always on the treadmill just because I just think it's good for me to do that, because I've always hated running, so I have to challenge myself with it. And if I have like good music, but it's my least favorite. I hate running. I'm not a runner.
Good for you. I hate running and I don't challenge myself. Awful. I did Orange Theory for a while and you like have to run for half of the class. Orange Theory.
I've never done that. My friend does it, but it just seems intense.
I just prefer spin.
Yeah, a little spin instructor.
I just love it. Like anything with music, I feel like.
Yeah, it's all about the music. Like if I had to sit on a treadmill without music, I wouldn't be able to.
Oh gosh,
like
no.
You have to have music going on.
Must. You need the beat drops. Yes. You go faster on the beat drops.
And like, have the good music.
The good goods. What is one of your favorite makeup products? Because you don't really wear a lot of face makeup,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think eyebrows is where it's at. Like if I feel like I'm having a good eyebrow day, I don't really care about the rest. I love my Sephora collection, all those brow products. Like I actually use them literally every day. But I love brow gel because even if I can't fill in my brows, just having them in place like makes such a difference. So I think any kind of gel. I also love with concealer. I always get like super weird if it's like crusty or like it doesn't match me perfectly. I use this Glossier concealer that is like super natural. Ooh. So I love that. And then I also have this new lit. It's for blush, but it's like a liquid blush. And I like how that looks too and not as powdery. So I've been using that. And then a little bit of highlight. And that's my makeup.
A little bit. I know. I learned this about Ellie this week. She doesn't wear like a ton of makeup.
Yeah,
it's impressive.
Not like, oh my god, I'm perfect without it. Like literally, that's not the case. And once
no, you're just chill. Like,
I just am not good at it, and it overwhelms me. And I also get weird about feeling what's on my face. I hate feeling cakey. So it's like, and I just don't know what I'm doing. I should probably learn because there's so many like talented makeup people and like ways to do makeup. I want to get into that for sure.
Yes. Well, honestly, I think we answered enough questions. We talked about a lot. Is there anything else that you wanted to...
I think this was good. I was so nervous at the beginning, but now I'm loving this.
I know. You get, like, comfortable. It's like, yeah. I could talk for 2 hours. Let's get it.
Yeah. Wait, how long has this been?
It's been an hour.
Wow.
I know. Well, 50 minutes.
That flew by.
I know.
That was insane. I know.
It's so much fun.
It is fun.
Oh, thank you, Ellie, so much for being on the podcast. It means
course.
A lot.
I'm so happy. I can't wait to listen.
I know.
Just rewatching it.
I know. It's going to be fun. Well, it's always fun when the producer adds in like the jingles and like it's all edited and everything.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to listen to it in my car and be cringing at myself. Like,
where can everyone find you on social media?
Oh.
Plug yourself.
Okay, let's see. So mostly everything is just my full name, Ellie Thuman.
There you go.
That's all I got to
She does YouTube, it. Instagram.
YouTube, Instagram. Yeah.
You tweet. You tweet some good tweets.
I tweet. In and out of there.
Love it. Well, thank you again, Ellie, for being on the podcast.
Yes.
Hope you guys have an amazing rest of your day. Let this motivate you to get after it. And we'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love. But she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list like for the mom who has everything, or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, and for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.